When Jordan would go out for the spotlight introduction, he would look up into the stands and he would realize that there was at least someone up there that night who had never seen him before, who had never seen him again. And this would be the one Michael Jordan moment they ever had. And he would say he was playing for those people there.
We had a 6-game road trip. Michael had some spasms in his lower back. And we literally had to, you know, carry him off the bus, off the plane, to the bus, from the bus to the hotel. You know, it amazed me. He went out and got 40 points that night. This is the kind of player he was. He wanted everybody to see his special skill, and he didn't want people that love basketball not to have that opportunity.
When the playoffs began, in his heart, Michael already knew that these would be his last games. But this would be no nostalgic farewell tour. He was determined to go out on his own terms, as a champion. The Bulls' first round opponents were the New Jersey Nets, young and full of hope. Michael was dominant. It was a 3-game sweep, built on mental toughness as much as physical talent. And for Michael, the way to develop the mind had always been through the heart.
A lot of parents are asking, well, what advice would you give my kids? And my advice would be, let them just enjoy the game. I think what they have to learn more about at the young age is their love for the game. And once they develop that, then the mental part is easy. Did you ever